Brilliant. Okay, so over to you for another question.
Yeah, let's see if the ash can help us.
Yeah.
Well, my theory, thinking about inheritance tax and legacy. So how do you hand over stuff to the next generation?
How do you pass it on?
Yeah.
I was thinking about trees that get quite old, and all trees need, ash needs nutrients, constantly needs nutrients. And there's a point at where it gets too old to, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, gets to a point where it's too old to make use of these nutrients. And it starts dropping bits of itself that it can't keep growing. It can't have enough nutrients for it. And that sort of shedding of itself, because it's kind of, its take up is smaller, allows opportunity for young growth, because light starts appearing, spaces in the canopy start appearing, spaces on the floor start appearing. Mm. So there's a sense that the old kind of make way.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why ecologically ash are so important, is because they lose their leaves very early in the autumn, they gain their leaves very late in the spring, they have quite an open, airy canopy. So there's a lot of light reaching the ground, and that's why there's burdock and there's elder and there's stinking iris and there's hogweed, and all these things are growing underneath it. So it is nurturing and it allows light through. The trouble is if this gets replaced by some of these hybrid poplars and sycamores that are around it, which have a much denser canopy, then very little grows under them. So again, you know, it's about that in inheritance, that things, if they're changed in some way, it can make the future much more difficult for next generations.
I think there's something else I was thinking about, which is bringing up your young ones responsibly. And so there's this, obviously when the kind of mother tree drops seed and her saplings are growing up in her shade, you might consider that to be a problem. But longevity in trees has to be started by slow growth in the beginning. So it is that sort of sense of maybe waiting your turn, and then when the limbs drop off in old age. But actually there's something to do with the size of the cells in the woody. If they grow too fast, if they get too much light when they're young, then they'll grow very, very tall, very, very quick, but they won't be as resilient. They won't be as bendy in the storms, and they will be, it's easier for fungi to get into their cells and attack them and go into the bark. So there's a sort of, for best practice in nurturing your seedlings, it might be that you have to not make it too easy for them.